Hello and welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. My mind's been a little bit all over the place recently and I haven't really had that much time to play anything in order to talk about, but that also kind of ties into where this episode's theme and idea came from. So I've been traveling around, going to different hotels and things, and every night I would get really tired and I would want to play Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, but because I was just so worn out, I just couldn't think straight and I just needed something comfy to just sit down and play and just switch my mind off. And I always defaulted to playing the original Sonic the Hedgehog games on the Sonic Origins collection on the Switch, but it got me thinking, what other games do I find comfy like that? Games that I can just switch my brain off, just completely relax and just go into a trance and just play because I know them like the back of my hand. And yeah, the first three Sonic games are definitely that for me. They're games that I know off by heart. I know that I can easily complete them without thinking. I don't need to worry about dying. I don't need to worry about any surprises in the levels that are going to kill me or make me struggle to finish the games. You know, they're the kind of games that I can play through on one life now because I've played them so much. But there's a bunch of other games like that as well. And you might have noticed over on my main channel that I've been reviewing a lot of different emulation handhelds. And that also kind of ties into this. It's like the games that I always test out for those to make sure that, you know, they play as I would expect and stuff. And one of the games that I constantly keep going back to, and another game that I know like the back of my hand, is Donkey Kong Country 2 on the SNES. That's another game that I can just completely zone out. I know exactly what to expect. I've played it so many times. And yeah, just playing through that first world, the pirate ship levels, I can just do that probably with my eyes closed at this point, honestly. It's just so fun. It's so fun to revisit, and it's something that always cheers me up whenever I go back to play it. It's a great game. The music, the gameplay, the graphics, it's just fantastic. And it's also a great test for the emulators to see whether the, you know, the response time with the buttons and stuff is adequate or not, because it is a game that requires a lot of skill despite how good I am at the game. You know, it still feels like a challenge, and that is good too. But yeah, definitely Donkey Kong Country 2 is a game that I always go back to revisit whenever I have some downtime and I don't want to focus on a big game or project. Some of the things like that, I'd always like to go back to F-Zero games. There's just something about that instant, fast action and the way it controls. It's, yeah, it's just kind of another mindless switch my brain off and just go on expert mode on F-Zero X, for example, and just play through a few courses. And that's another great test for emulators as well, because surprisingly, playing F-Zero X on something other than the N64 is actually quite a different experience. Because of the way the analog stick and things work, it really feels very different. So it's kind of a good test to see whether the joysticks work as I would expect or not. But it is a comfy game for me. It's something that I can just play and I don't really have to think too hard about as well. Some other ones like that, and thinking about this, I don't really play these games as much as I would like. And that is the original six Mega Man games for the original Nintendo Entertainment System. They're another series of games, at least the first. I guess actually the middle set of the series is the ones that I've played the most and I feel the most comfortable revisiting. So Mega Man 3, 4 and 5, I guess I would say, are my most replayed out of the original Mega Man series. And especially Mega Man 5, because that one's kind of easy. I can quickly boot that up and just play through the entire game in about an hour and have an absolutely incredible time with it. And yeah, I really want to play those games more. Maybe I'll do that for Retro Break Replay in the future, actually. And that is something else. I would like to revisit some of these comfy games for Retro Break Replay, because that is a new series that I'm trying to grow on my main channel. So I've been back and played Diddy Kong Racing, which is one of my childhood favourites. And that, again, is a game that I always really enjoy going back to. And I've just started doing Sonic Adventure as well. And half of that game I really enjoy going back to. And I've actually played through the half that I enjoy. So I've got Amy, Gamma and Big left. And it's always a struggle getting to that point in the game. But playing through Sonic and Tails and Knuckles, I absolutely love that. And on some of the more advanced handheld emulators, the Sonic Adventure games is something that I really enjoy going back to as well. And I'm definitely going to be doing Sonic Adventure 2 after that too, so look forward to that. And I hope you all are enjoying the replay series. Well, the only video is up at the minute is the Diddy Kong Racing one, but I'm definitely really excited to do more of those in the future. And as for the podcast, I haven't really had that much time to think about what sort of topics I want to do over here, so I know it's been a while since the last one, but I thought I would just throw something together, and this is just what came to the top of my head. What else do I enjoy playing that's kind of comfy experience? I'm not really huge into mobile gaming, but there are three mobile games that come to mind. Kind of a sad story, but these three come to mind from when I used to work in the office, and I was a little bit depressed, I guess you could say, or at least I wasn't enjoying myself there, so I would always escape. I guess that's a bad thing to say, but I would get really depressed sitting at the desk, not knowing what they wanted me to do or anything, not having any friends or anything. So I would escape the desk, I would go and lock myself in the toilets or go and sit in the canteen or something and just play one of, I guess, three games on my phone. So there was a game that I found called Alto's Adventure, which is kind of like a snowboarding game, a one-button snowboarding game. And it was just so, like, captivating. And it had different sort of goals every time you would replay a level, like get 5 backflips in a row or, you know, clear a certain jump height as you're going down. But the way the game plays, it's so smooth and it's so satisfying that it just helped me escape from the monotony of my office job back then. And we're talking like 2016-ish. Yeah, 2015, 2016. I'm not sure when that game came out, but it must have been around then, because I remember getting it on day one because I'd been following the developer and I absolutely loved it. And there was another one that came out a few years after called Alto's Odyssey as well, which was kind of more of the same, but I really enjoyed playing that too. Well, I don't know whether I actually enjoyed it, or I don't know whether I just used it as an escape to escape the terrible working conditions that I'd found myself in at the time. But anyway, I'm glad those days are over. But yeah, there were a few good gaming memories that came out of it. The other thing as well, which was kind of a bad game for me in a way, because I kind of got a little bit addicted to it and I had to actually delete it off my phone, but that was Bejeweled 3, specifically the Butterflies mode. So if you've seen my DS Hidden Gems video, you'll know that I included Bejeweled 3 Butterflies on that. And whenever I was feeling down at work, I would just boot up Bejeweled and just play through one round of Bejeweled Butterflies. But I'd got so good that one round ended up taking like 15, 20 minutes to get through. And yeah, I'd come back and I was like, oh, I was in a meeting, but really I was just trying to avoid everything and just hiding away and playing Bejeweled Butterflies. So it probably didn't help my self-esteem. It probably didn't help my development at the time, but it did help me get through a few challenging years where I really didn't know what I wanted to do in life. And yeah, so it did help in a way, but I also think maybe it held me back a little bit too. But at the time it was a comfy game, so I can say that much at least. And yeah, I'm glad that I'm in a much better place now. I've managed to find a job where I want to do, you know, what I actually wanted to do in the old job. But you know, I don't want this podcast to get a bit too personal, but yeah, we'll leave it there. And the other game was my own game. I used to constantly replay Super Donuts to, I guess, playtest it, but also just to escape as well. But yeah, I guess I was there to playtest it, and I was writing notes as I was going. So yeah, those three, I wouldn't really say fond memories. I was going to say there's some fond mobile gaming memories, but yeah, they're memories. All right, we'll just leave it at that. So I guess that brings us to the end of this episode. I didn't really know what I was going to do, other than that I wanted to say that I really enjoyed playing the original three Sonic games in the hotel rooms that I've been to. So yeah, let me know over on Spotify. I think you can leave me a voice message. Or if not, go ahead and join me on Discord. There's a link in the description to this podcast, and you can come and discuss your thoughts and feelings on what games you find comfy, or I guess this podcast kind of turned into what games did you also use as an escape from life too. That'll be really interesting to know. It'll be interesting to know whether people used games in the same way that I did. But anyway, that's it. Short podcast this week, and definitely subscribe, because I am going to try and put more effort into coming up with ideas for the podcast. Maybe I'll try and link them to videos on the main channel, or, you know, discuss my thoughts about streaming over on Twitch, which I'm doing every week now, every Tuesday. So come along and join me for the Retro Break replay streams. I'm halfway through Sonic Adventure, so if you're listening to this on Monday the 10th, I think it's coming out, then the day after, on the 11th, I'll be streaming Sonic Adventure over on Twitch. So come and join me, and we'll be going through Amy's story, and then Sonic Adventure 2 after that. And Maybe the Mega Man games at some point, because talking about them on this podcast has made me want to play them again. So, yeah, I'll play through the NES Mega Man games again at some point soon. And I've also got some new pickups that I'm excited to play. I picked up Jade Cocoon for the PlayStation 1. That's something that I've wanted to check out for a long time, so I'm excited for that as well. Anyway, that will do it for this podcast episode. Thank you for listening. Sorry I rambled a bit about my depressing times at work there. I didn't mean it to go in that direction, but there we are. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, and I'll be back, hopefully, in a few weeks' time. Goodbye.